On this Season 7 premiere episode of He Said, She Heard, we bring you a classic-style HSSH skit episode. And this one is a direct sequel to the very first episode released 3 years ago on this day, March 3rd in 2020, called Beyond Quiet Enjoyment, Part 1. This one's called Beyond Quiet Enjoyment, Part 2, featuring Catabelle and Madeline Arnau with music by Mattia Signoroli.
She heard a silly noise, I know what's going on. He said, that's not what happened, girl, you got it wrong. He said, she heard about what's going on. He said, she heard about what's going on. About what's going on.
On a quiet Thursday afternoon, landlord couple Samuel and Dorothy Bakey Powder are sitting in their kitchen finishing up their afternoon tea.
Oh, Samuel, I'm looking out the window and noticed Angela from 416 is just coming back from the gym.
You know our tenants' workout schedule? Heh. Well, 3 years ago, you learned Andy's toilet schedule when you thought he was...
Why do you have to bring that up? As if that were some type of podcast episode debut, and we're in the sequel now.
You always gotta be a nosy landlady.
The only reason I know about Angela is her apartment is being fumigated, and it looks like we are going to have to let her hang out here for the next few hours.
I'm only messing with you, Dorothy. I spoke to her this morning when you were buying my definitely adult diapers.
Didn't you tell me that?
I was taking a dump, and...
TMI!
Well, I also spoke to Andy.
What does Andy have to do with this?
She's going to visit Andy instead of us. If Andy is busy, I told her to come here. But I doubt that will happen.
Are you suggesting...
Look, Dorothy, Andy said if she stops by, he can let her stay there until the exterminators finish their job at a flat.
Oh! Well, you want to know something? She likes Andy's diet books he's published, but was always too shy to ask him to sign them.
This way we can be alone, because I just took some Azul Gigante.
Are you talking about that Spanish Viagra?
See, that was one of the 10 prescriptions you picked up for me. And speaking of up...
Hang on!
I can't.
I think I hear Angela knocking on Andy's door!
Hello, Angela.
I'm so sorry to inconvenience you, but my...
Come in.
We're clear for takeoff, Dorothy. Fasten your seatbelt right here.
Oh, Samuel, this is taking me back to 1973.
Meanwhile, down the hallway at Andy's flat in 2023...
I'm so sorry to trouble you and come into your place all sweaty like this, but...
Oh, it's fine. Harold told me about your dilemma and...
I was about to take a shower at my gym, but they had to shut off their water due to plumbing issues, and Victor the plumber was on his way, so...
He's my shower.
Really? Oh, you're so sweet, Andy. I'd hug you, but I'm all sweaty in this jacket and underneath it. As I remove my coat right now, this sweaty-ass running bra...
There's towels in the closet.
I feel like such an intruder.
Nonsense. Me casa, su casa. You want a piece of Mrs. Bakey Powder's homemade pie?
Maybe later. Thank you.
Well, since the exterminators will be a while, I'll fix us some lunch. Do you want some roast beef with spinach?
Yes, thank you. By the way, I love your diet books you've written over the years. Would you be okay signing my copy of the Keto Atkins Diet?
It would be my pleasure, Angela.
Thanks again, Andy.
Is this really happening? The hottest lady in the building is taking a shower in my banyo. What am I going to do? I must maintain a gentlemanly, neighborly code of not shitting where you eat. I know. I'll channel my sexual frustration by eating another piece of Mrs. Bakey Patty's pie. Oh, no. It's happening again. Just like 3 years ago. Except this time, someone's using the shower. A hot lady.
Yes, Andy.
Angela. I'm so sorry. I know you're shivering, but I can't hold it in anymore.
It's okay, Andy. Don't hold it in. After all, I'm the one using your shower in your flat.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. As a courtesy, I'll spray this over here as I...
No worries. That feels so good.
So does this.
Meanwhile, down the hallway...
That was great, Sammy.
See me a more.
Oh, I'm tingling.
Feels so good.
I wasn't expecting this sudden.
Everybody does it, Andy. We're both adults, right?
Oh.
Oh, Samwell, can't you hear the noise through the walls?
Jordy, please, per favor, it's nothing at all. Maybe those lovebirds got the same idea as us, but they like to do it standing up.
But the whole floor can hear it. Sounds like Andy and Angela are...
having a toast in the shower?
Yes!
You are too nosy, Dorothy. Let those lovebirds be, because after all, we just did it. Thanks to Azul Gigante.
But the whole building can hear it. You gotta say something.
I would never. I'm taking a nap.
Wait, hold on, Sammy. Wait. Oh dear! Let me get dressed to take a walk down the hall.
Oh, this hot water feels so good.
You're coming, hold on.
Why do you have to announce that?
We're right out. Hello, Dorothy.
You already got dressed. Never mind, Andy. I need to talk to you.
Would you come in, please?
Thank you, Andy. You are perfectly entitled to do whatever you want in your flat. But, as stated in the lease, you are entitled to quiet enjoyment in your flat. And what you and her just did was...
Hello, Mrs. Bakey Powder.
Hi, Angela. I'm so glad you two are becoming friendly as neighbors. But does the whole building have to hear it?
What are you talking about? She used the shower. And I masticated another one of your pies and had to take a dump.
Oh, dear. Excuse me?
Remember I explained that word to you 3 years ago?
After masticating.
What? You said you weren't doing that.
Masticating. That means to eat up.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
I know. I see where your mind's going, lady.
Do you want to get smacked? Respect for your elders.
Of course, of course. After I masticated. Okay, you don't like that word. I finished off... I ate up your pie in one sitting.
I'm so sorry. Though I must admit, the two of you would... never mind. There I go, crossing the line again. Samwell was right. I'm nosy. Maybe I'll have maintenance put in some soundproof insulation between your washroom and hallway.
Just don't raise the rent like you did after putting in a new shitter.
I promise. Have a good one, guys.
You too.
Boy.
Maybe I should get going. I've caused you enough
Nonsense.
Exactly. I've caused you enough nonsense.
No, please stay. We can watch some telly if you like.
Oh, okay.
I honestly hope the exterminators take a little bit longer, Angela. Truth is, Dorothy is right. I fancy you. I fancy you very much, in fact. And I always have.
Really? I've been so shy just to get you to sign my copy of the Kitty Atkins diet by you. I have one. A copy right here in my gym bag. Would you?
I would love to. By the way, here's the remote. You can watch whatever you want. I had the Spanish channel on earlier. I'll take a look at this commercial, Angela.
Introduciendo nueva píldora que le hará decir la la, azul gigante. Azul gigante es adecuado para ti y para ella.
That commercial turned me on. And so did your sexy signature. Guess the pen's mightier. I'm sorry.
What are you apologizing for? Don't stop. By the way, what did you like about my Keto Atkins diet book the most?
The chapter on sexual nutrition.
Oh, Angela, I can't take it anymore. When I saw you in that workout bra and then... in the shower. Yes, I did peek. I knew I couldn't hold back anymore seeing the silhouette of you.
I can't fight it either. I hope Dorothy isn't standing behind our door.
How did she know that? I better get back to my flat. I hope Harold wakes up from his nap soon for round two with Azul Gigante. Oh. you hear that noise, Warwar?
Nothing, please, it's nothing at all.
Sounds like Andy and Angela, huh?
Having a toast in the shower.
Be up by the giant man. 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 Be up by the giant man.
As the Azul Gigante spokesperson, Catabella's Angela, Mike Fox is Andy, Samuel, and Dorothy. Music by Matias Signoroli. Sound effects provided by Zapsplat.com and Fesslian Studios. Listen to more music by Matias Signoroli at en.matiartist.com. And Catabella is also available for hire on Fiverr as a voice actress for you. Please follow us at He Said She Heard on Instagram and TikTok. Please shop our merch store by visiting hesaidsheheard.com and clicking on Shop Now.
Meanwhile, down the hallway flat, at Andy's flat, me.
I'm so sorry it's inconvenient here, but my toothpaste is
in your flat, but it must be stated. Okay, take that again. This script doesn't make any fucking sense.